Good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with me. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, firmly ensconced in the Allstate Showcase Studio, overlooking a very rainy, dreary, cold Michigan Avenue. Yes, the last vestiges of winter. And by last, I mean nowhere near the end of winter, but you never know. Good to be here. We're getting a little late start because of the beat going with their bracket show, the Selection Sunday special. I like the alliteration of it, so we'll go with that. We will tell you what's going on with our brackets, too, and Cody and I doing a little selection special for you. But this show is more fun when you get involved. You know that, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. That's how you text us. If you like keeping in touch via social media, you can do that. Why not? We're all about the 29th century. It's Facebook and Twitter. Brian Noonan Show is the handle there. And if you like carrier pigeons, if you like to just come down and stand outside the Allstate Showcase Studio and hold up signs, sure, that's okay. If that's what you want to be, doing, that's fine with us. Karen Conti will be here in about an hour. She'll be answering your legal questions. So, and we've got some things to talk about. Obviously, a lot in the news legally this week. So we'll talk to Karen about all of that. And we'll talk to you hopefully at some point. Talking, speech, freedom of colon. It's been all over the news the last few days because you know what happened at the University of Illinois Chicago at the pavilion the other night. A rally was postponed by the front runner of the Republican Party. And a lot of people were saying, hey, free speech has been stopped. Nobody's getting their free speech. How could that... I think it's incumbent upon all of us to really look at what free speech is. Free speech does not mean that you can say whatever you want. The First Amendment and the freedom of speech that people keep quoting, they're quoting incorrectly. Let me read you the First Amendment. Cody, can I read the First Amendment verbatim? Would that be okay?
I think that's allowed.
All right. This is the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, in case people are not familiar with this. It's the Constitution of the United States of America. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That is the entirety of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, what happened in town on Friday was not a violation of anyone's First Amendment rights. A rally was held, scheduled, a venue was rented. The people who rented it were well within their rights to rent that venue, to hold that rally. They put admission up for, you know, you could get admitted. All you had to do was go on a website and get tickets and you could come into the event. Basically, this was an event that was open to the public. As long as you had a ticket, you could come in. For whatever reason, and you could, you know, go back and forth. There's been all sorts of theories floated. But for whatever reason, that rally was canceled. That rally was being canceled was not someone's First Amendment rights being squashed. That rally being canceled was a decision either by an individual or a group to not have this rally. So you can't, and just so we're clear, the people who were protesting that rally had a right to be there as well, because that's part of what free speech is about. Now, the First Amendment and free speech are intertwined, but they're also different. We all know we can say whatever we want. That's the beauty of being in America. Up to a certain point, we can't yell fire in a crowded theater. We can't make empty threats against the president. We can't make bomb threats, things like that. But if we want to dissent, we can dissent. That's the beauty of it, because the government can't stop us from dissenting. The government can't stop any group from speaking out. And we've seen this debate countless times over the years. There have been groups that have come to town and wanted to speak that some people find repulsive and repugnant and their message morally reprehensible. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened Friday. I'm saying we've seen this in the past. And people will say, well, how come the city can't stop that group from speaking? Because if the city stopped a group from speaking, that is a violation of the First Amendment. if you stand on the other side of the street and shout someone down and they decide to stop speaking, that's not a violation of the First Amendment. See, I think I'm making this clear, but it's still, it's one of those phrases that people love to toss around and love to use incorrectly. Kind of like literally. It's almost as bad as that. You're squashing my First Amendment rights. No, I'm not. I'm disagreeing with you, and you've decided to stop talking. But the government, the city, the state, the feds, they didn't keep you from talking. Nobody's kept anybody from talking. And here's a way to know that your freedom of speech has not been abridged. When the minute a rally is canceled, you are then on every television network on the planet. You still have free speech. You decided not to give this speech. You decided to cancel this rally. And I know a lot of people have been talking about Friday and talking about, you know, the protesters got there and they were interlopers. They shouldn't have been in there. Well, again, if an event is open to the public, you can't keep interlopers out because interlopers are part of the public. If you want to have an event where everybody is on the same page and everybody loves your message, then you have to have a private event. And we've seen every candidate have protesters in their event. Not as many as were there on Friday and have been showing up lately for the Republican frontrunners' campaign stops. But we have seen every other candidate have a few people protest. I think the degree to which he's getting so many protesters may have a lot to do with the rhetoric he uses in his campaign stops. You're free to disagree with that. I believe that the way he's sending some of his messages is making some of his supporters act out. And unfortunately, protesters were acting out as well. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think there's any chance that we can go back to the days of peaceful civil disobedience. We can't go back to sit-ins and nonviolent protests like in the days of Dr. King or Gandhi. We just can't. And that's unfortunate because now we have so much anger on both sides that is getting whipped up either by someone's message or the reaction to that message. Whatever it is, this has now become the political process I'm talking about, so adversarial that any protest is going to escalate. And think about it in your own life. If you're angry and you start to have an argument with someone and they're angry, there's no way you're going to calmly sit and discuss it. Now, magnify that by 10,000, and that's what's happening in politics these days. So, I don't know. Are you getting a little tired of people claiming that their First Amendment rights have been squashed when they haven't been squashed? Nothing's been squashed. And do you think that we can go back to peaceful protests? You know, it doesn't seem that way, sadly. And it was played out on Friday. Man, watching that, and it's funny, you hear comparisons to somebody I talked to today. Said, man, it was just like 1968. Like, boy, it was nothing like 1968. When the convention was here, Cody, I know you're much, I was only a baby when that happened, so I don't remember it. But I do remember the big differences. The big difference is in 1968, Mayor Daley told the police to break the hippies' heads. So that was an infringement on their First Amendment rights because he didn't want, see how it works? He didn't want them protesting in his city. So he was trying to quiet the protest. As the government, you can't do that as the government. Now, if the people standing on the other side of Michigan Avenue had shouted down the dirty hippies and the dirty hippies dispersed, their First Amendment rights were not squashed. Their freedom of speech was not infringed. They just met with dissent or dissension and said, you know what? It's not worth it anymore. We're going home. You've been very quiet. Been very quiet.
I was listening.
All right. For once.
312-981-7200. That's our number. We have a lot to get to on the other side here at WGN.
We got your Four Seasons Hawks tickets for the Wednesday game against Philadelphia. Plus, we'll get you in to see Harry Connick Jr.
And we're gearing up for the Illinois primary.
It had to be you.
The Four Seasons Blackhawks ticket giveaway and free tickets to see Harry Connick tomorrow afternoon with Ro Khan on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join John Weideman, Judd Surratt, and me, Justin Kaufman, for a live broadcast at Pequod's Pizza in Chicago on March 23rd from 7 to 11 p.m. Enter to win prizes from Pequod's, Gunzo's Hockey Headquarters, and premium Blackhawks tickets. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of the Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting ALZ.org/Illinois.
Soup and Bread is a community meal project and grassroots hunger relief fundraiser based in Chicago. For an on-site donation, you can enjoy soup and bread donated by local chefs and restaurants. The project has raised more than $60,000 for local food pantries and other hunger relief organizations. Soup and Bread runs Wednesday nights from January through March, 5:30 to 8 at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia. You can also make a donation at soupandbread.net.
For all the results and reaction, Tuesday night, watch primary election coverage with Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater on WGN-TV News at 9 and 10. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. We're talking a little bit about the First Amendment and freedom of speech and what happened in the city on Friday night. And then we mentioned that people were comparing it to 1968. Bruce wants to weigh in on that. He's been holding on. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, I'm an old guy. I remember 1968, and the peaceful protesters, or hippies, they came with bricks and excrement. They threw them at the police. Mayor Daley said, shoot on sight. All right? He didn't say break their heads. All right? They were not peaceful protesters. There's no comparison. Secondly, I'd like to say that the environment that's been created has been created by the media branding this guy a racist. He's not a racist. When there was a takeover of the Iranian embassy, Carter called for all the Iranian students to report to be deported. Now, he was a Democrat and a liberal. And finally, I'd like to say that Romney and the establishment, people don't understand. McCain is a guy that's been in the Senate for over 30 years. He's got 9 multi-million dollar houses.
Right.
He's done nothing for the veterans. That's what the establishment is. That's why they want to take Trump down. It's because they're guarding what they got. All right, with the lobbyists, give them millions of dollars. How did McCain get 9 houses in the multi-million dollar race?
Now you said McCain or McCain? Easy, Bruce. You said first. Yeah. You said McCain, then you said Romney with the 9 houses.
No, I said Romney's a guy that built an elevator for his house in his $90 million house. He's part of the establishment.
Sure.
They have what they have, and they're protecting it. They know that Trump has $10 billion, hasn't taken any money from anybody, and when he gets in, the gravy train's over.
Well, now, what do you think, though? The other day, Bruce, he said Donald Trump alluded to the fact that if he's the nominee, he would be open to take donations. So he is, I think, it seems to me that he's opening the door. He's opening the door for the establishment going, listen, guys, I know you're circling around me.
Me and you. Nominations from guys like you, not lobbyists.
Well, he said he'd be open to donations. He didn't say not from lobbying groups. He didn't make any statements like that. He said he would be open to donations.
And people won't vote for him. If he's a double talker like the rest of them, then we won't vote for him.
Well,
But
by then, if he makes it to the nomination and he's the Republican candidate, and all of a sudden then you find out that he's a double talker, what's going to happen?
Well, we have a choice between guys like Kasich, who are the establishment, okay? And I told you who the establishment is.
Right, we know.
The guys that get rich.
Right. All right.
Being who they are.
Bruce, listen, I got to get to the news. I appreciate the call, and make sure you get out to vote on Tuesday. Thanks for the call. And that's the key. No matter who you believe in, no matter who you're for, if you're anti-establishment, whatever the candidate of your choice, make sure. And yes, it's quashed, not squashed, from the 847. So thank you. I appreciate every time, because I was going back and forth between quashed and squashed, and I wasn't sure. So that's, listen, that's fine. On the other side of the news, all right, since we're in politics, we're not going to get into specific candidates. We're not going to get into specific political stances, but let's get into this. If you find out someone you are very, very close to, and you don't usually talk politics, but all of a sudden in this environment, everybody seems to be talking politics. All right, I'll tell you about it after this. Cody's yelling at me.
I grow up so fast.
Hey, it's Kevin Powell live in the desert all week.
He was disappointing, Kevin. And he turned into just regular Kevin.
Yeah, okay.
Now he's Kevin the Trainer, who's off the show again to go chase around the Cubs and the White Sox for spring training all week long.
I hear there's a Portillo's and a Hot Dogs out there.
Hey, Kev, looks like your star is rising.
Cubs and Sox talk once I'm done eating.
Hey, and I got you something. It's a cardboard box. Get out of my office.
Do I know you?
The Chicago Baseball Conversation. Be a part of it here this week on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can help someone in need this winter season by giving a gift of warmth. SGA Youth and Family Services, one of Chicago's long-standing nonprofit social service organizations, is hosting a clothing and toy drive all winter long. Drop off new and gently used clothing and unwrapped toys or monetary donations at any of the three SGA facilities, downtown Chicago, Brighton Park, and Roseland. For information, call 312-663-0305. Or visit www.sga-youth.org.
Is there someone in your family with a disability or special need? Is their future care protected? Are you confused by complicated government benefits? Protected Tomorrow's, a leader assisting families with special needs for over two decades, can help you. Protected Tomorrow's will set up a tailored care plan for the rest of your loved one's life. When you can't be there, they will. Get help now at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call 866-544-NEED. Protected Tomorrows has a passionate, dedicated team of professionals who have a personal connection with a special needs community nationwide. They understand the concerns of families like yours. Protected Tomorrows will bring you peace of mind for the years ahead. Get help at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call now. 866-544-NEED. That's 866-544-NEED. 866-544-NEED.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You
don't
know how
that.
Much that hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on WGNRadio.com.
You handle when someone you are very close to has political views that are diametrically opposed to yours, and you didn't know it till just now. We'll talk about that on the other side of the news. 7:30 on WGN. That means it is news time. Here's Roger Badish.
And Southwest Airlines has canceled all inbound and outbound flights from midway through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning because of poor visibility expected overnight. Visibility is already down to 1 mile. More than 120 flights have already been canceled at midway because of the fog and rain in the area. Authorities in northern Mexico say at least 10 suspected criminals have died in gun battles with government forces during an anti-drug cartel operation in the city of Reynosa. It sits right across the U.S. border from McAllen, Texas. An investigation continues. continuing into the shooting of a 16-year-old boy who was wounded Sunday afternoon. Happened in the back of the Yards neighborhood in the 5400 block of South Bishop. Teen was shot in the leg. He's in good condition in the hospital. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Get WGN Radio on demand. All our shows plus lots of extras available as podcasts. Chicago's conversation for a busy schedule. WGN Radio podcasting. Learn more at WGNradio.com.
When the weather gets nasty, Tom gets into Tom mode.
Oh, this is the coldest weekend since February 28, March 1.
We all know it well.
El Nino Falls can be kind of cool around here. Typically, you think of them as warm and mild. This thing kind of looks like it's going to send its warmest water out to the Central Pacific. At that point, it becomes what's called a Madoki El Nino, which is not one that warms us up.
Go ahead. Work Madoki El Nino into your conversation today.
You can't. Only he can.
But I'll tell you.
Tom Skilling in his forecast.
Skilling here.
On 720 WGN.
Checking WGN Sports. Your Hawks are hosting Los Angeles tomorrow. Judd's got your pregame at 6:30. The face-off with John and Troy will be at 7. Right here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Big Ten tournament's over. Michigan State wins. They beat Purdue 66-62. Some of the teams that have made it into the NCAA tournament from around the area include Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Purdue, Iowa State, and Michigan State. Michigan made it in. They will have a playoff game against Tulsa to try to get one of the four final spots. Bulls are at Toronto tomorrow in exhibition baseball. Cubs tie Oakland 3-3, and it was Arizona beating the Sox 11-4. WGN traffic travel times easing up out there on the expressways and tollways. Got some delays between Ashland and Morgan on the inbound Eisenhower, also between Morgan and the Kennedy. On the inbound Kennedy, between River Road Toll Plaza and the O'Hare Access and entry, and between the O'Hare Access and Cumberland Avenue. Again, the Cumberland exit the exit ramp is closed because of construction there. And the outbound Kennedy between Foster and Bryn Mawr. Also, the inbound Stevenson, some slow traffic between Cermak Road and State Street. Other than that, travel time's looking pretty good on the area expressways and tollways. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, about an 80% chance of showers tonight. Patchy fog, low around 41. Monday, 50% chance of showers. Morning fog, a high around 48. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 43. Tuesday, rain back in the forecast. About a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Windy, high near 56. Temperature is now 44 at O'Hare, 46 at Midway, 51 Valparaiso, 42 along the lakefront. Winds out of the northeast at 7, visibility down to about a mile at O'Hare. Next news, 8, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. A shortened show again tonight, but at least we got an extra hour back, so that means Karen Conti will be here after 8 o'clock. She'll be answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. Then say you can get a hold of me now. That's the phone and the text number. Roger, I guess our intercom is out, so you cannot hear me. That's a little inside baseball, but it's the only way I can talk to Roger at this point.
Right.
Is that correct? All right.
That is correct.
All right, good deal. But you can hear me now, so that's really all that matters. We are going to... Here, a little special announcement before we get into this this conversation. You know, we told you last week that we're going to be doing a podcast every week, and that's true. We're not liars. So this week, because, you know, nothing against the guys at the Beat. I love them. They're wonderful guys. They're fun. They took the first hour of our show. There's no other way to put it. I could say management gave it to them, but I prefer to pit us as adversaries, that the guys from the Beat stole the first hour of our show to do their Selection Sunday special. So Cody and I decided, you know what? We know sports, at least how to spell it, and I can identify all the major sports, whereas Cody, let's say not so much. But, so this week's podcast is Cody and my Selection Sunday special. We are halfway done with our brackets. We will finish the second half after the show tonight, and then we will post it up. So our podcast this week, you can play against us because we are part of the $1 million bracket battle, which is sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. You get to compete against your favorite WGN radio hosts. You get to compete against guys like Cody, too. I play for the $1 million. It's one winner is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Register and make your predictions. Go to our leaderboard to monitor your results and standings in the designated men's college basketball tournament to see how you stack up against your favorite WGN radio hosts. If you predict a perfect bracket, you'll get $1 million. So, now, I don't know if I'm eligible for that $1 million, but I know my bracket so far. Perfect. Cash prizes awarded, you heard me, for brackets with at least 55 games correct. Bracket champion, that's the person with the most points, wins a 24-month lease of a 2016 Ford Focus from Al Pamonte Ford. So you have to get your picks in by Thursday at 11 a.m. So March 17th, 11 a.m., that's when your picks have to be in. Go to WGNRadio.com, click on the contest tab, go down, register. You'll know I'm 720 Noonan, Cody is 720 Cody. And are you playing, Roger? Are you in?
No one asked me. I'm still pulling for Slippery Rock.
Is that, what are you, Flintstones? Is that actually an actual
school? That's an actual school.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I don't know.
I just love the name.
I like the name, too. That's kind of how we're picking, because Cody and I have no basketball expertise. I do love watching the games. I like college sports. But I don't know. I haven't been following it all year except here and there, and I see some, you know, the highlights on the news or on ESPN. So we're picking completely uninformed. If you would like to follow us, it's a fun pod. And it's not just us going, here's a game, what's the pick? It's not the hour. There's a lot of, wouldn't you say, Cody, there's some fun things thrown in, little asides.
So much fun.
A lot of asides.
I caught how he's picking one college because he walks past a building that has the same name.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
But then he changed that pick.
Oh, he did?
Sure, okay. He did.
Because
he wavers. He doesn't, he's not steadfast in his pickery.
Not always. Sometimes.
He vacillates.
Spur of the moment kind of thing.
Like that word.
That, great.
Vacillate.
Love it.
We rarely use that term on this program. We may do it every week, yet we may not say it. All right, here's the thing. I have not talked this much about politics in my entire life. And yet this election season, it seems everybody is talking about politics. It used to be, remember, Roger, back when America was great and it was civil and we never talked about politics or religion or anything distasteful. We just pretended it didn't happen. We swept it under the rug. There was nothing. Ooh, I feel a vapor. We didn't want to get all bothered with that kind of conversation.
Yeah, we just sat on the porch.
That's right. Smoked our corn cob pipe,
mm-hmm.
drank our sarsaparilla,
mm-hmm.
and hoped for better things.
There you go.
And a lot of people are still like that. A lot of people still don't talk about politics and religion. And you know what? I think that's fantastic. Honestly. Because it avoids a lot of hassles. I'm wondering if you've come, and I'm not, when I get into this, I'm not talking about random Facebook posts
mm-hmm.
from your quote unquote friends. Because those are not, you know, for the most part, we all have a lot of friends that we've never really met, but we know on Facebook. I'm talking about like, blood relatives or close friends or, you know, a cousin, which I guess is a blood relative, you know, distant, whatever, where you've never really talked politics before, but with the primary only a couple days away and, you know, the rally, everything being in the news, we're all talking about it. And have you ever started talking to someone you really care about, and when they start talking about politics, you are horrified? You can't, not only are they different from yours, which I think is fine, we can all, but they're so different that you can't believe in every other area of life you get along because their politics are so crazy. I had a conversation with someone today, and I'm not even going to intimate who it is, but I will say that I've known them my whole life. And they started talking about certain things about this presidential race, and you could have knocked me over with a feather, if I can use that old cliche. I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. And I said, are you serious? Which is my fallback whenever I can't believe someone is saying these things that I so disagree with. And they were like, yep. And I was like, okay, you know what? We probably shouldn't talk about this anymore. And I don't know if that's the cowardly way out, but I took it because I'm not going to get in. There's a point where you know you're not going to change anybody's mind. And I think with this election, you're not changing anybody's mind. People either have their candidate picked and they're sticking to it, or they've got it narrowed down between one or two, but you're not going to change their mind. Something that happens in the next 2 days or in the next few months, that's what's going to change their mind. You haranguing them, you posting Facebook memes, you sending angry texts, you going and having a corned beef sandwich at a sausage stand that changed its name, none of that's going to change anybody's mind. So I think it's prudent, at least this was my strategy, and I'm eager to hear your guys. My strategy was to just end the conversation. Not just with an abrupt hang-up, but, like, you know what, let's not talk about this anymore, because I don't want to fight with you, and I think we disagree so much, there was no, like, I looked down the road for some common ground, I didn't see any. So it was better for me to just stop the conversation.
Did you hear a tone in their voice that you thought it would lead to an argument, or was their conviction in their comments so assured that you knew that...
It was not their conviction of the comments, because a couple of things I mentioned, they said, oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to do some more reading. But then there were some things that they were adamant, and when I pressed them, they became very defensive.
Uh-huh.
And took it personally. And I went, you know what? It's not worth it anymore. It's time to end this.
Yeah.
Because at some point, the election's going to end. Well, we know at what point. In November, the election's going to... At some point, now, like this... Could you imagine if this had no end mark? If this campaign season went on forever? Yeah, if we got extra innings?
Yeah.
Hey, free politics! Nobody ever cheered that. Nobody ever went, oh, man, I hope this presidential election goes another 2 months, because I have not seen enough mudslinging. My visibility now from all the mud is so bad, Southwest canceled me for the next 3 days. That's how bad the visibility is after all the mud. I don't know if you're smirking. I don't know what's going on the other
side
of the
glass. I'm always smirking. I've got this smug millennial look on my face. That's all I do. Just smirk.
You know why you smirk? I blame the economy for you.
It's all the economy's fault.
Sure, everything's the economy's fault.
Of course it is.
And Obama. Let's throw him in there.
I didn't say that.
Listen, everybody blames Obama. So now I know you have had differences of opinion, because you've been very staunch in your support of feeling the burn.
Sure.
So have you gotten to the point where with some people you just went, how did you end that if you found out? So, like, say you found out, and I don't know this to be the case, this is a hypothesis, that say you found out that your girlfriend and you were 180 degrees politically.
I'd break up with her.
Would you really?
At this point, yeah.
Really?
I told her this.
Wow. Look at that. He ends it.
Yeah. Some candidates are kind of a reflection on what kind of person you are, to a degree. So in this particular case with me and my girlfriend, it's a good reflection that we're on the same page. But I have family members that... Can you hear me okay? Am I like...
I can hear you fine.
Microphone is weird.
I don't blame the economy for that.
There are members of my family who are not hardcore Bernie supporters like me, and they tell me why, and I say, okay, I understand that. And I think that you should reevaluate this or that. And that's kind of the end of the conversation. But, yeah, I don't take it too far.
Wow. Got a text from somebody. We're looking to talk to you, too. How do you handle that? 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's where we got this from, the 224. We've stopped visiting extended family in another state west of the Mississippi because they are so horrifying with their politics. They are birthers. One even wished aloud that someone would assassinate the president. No involvement in any such action. They just wish it. They're homophobic, racist, etc. Not around my kids. Well, at some point, if that's the case, again, they're kind of like me. Now, my conversation with the person that I'm referring to was nothing as severe as this. Almost. You know, there was talk of the wall and things like that. I ended the conversation. And I think, you know, that person, I'm going to see that person on Wednesday, so it's not like we're cutting off contact. But I have seen on Facebook, and I know you've seen this too, you guys are both very active on Facebook as well, a lot of people posting all kinds of vicious things, and then other people saying, I will defriend you if you post that, 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 that. I think this is a good way to weed out your friends list. But, I mean, if that's the case, does it really matter? The person, again... If you really believe something so much that you're going to post it in a public forum, you don't care that somebody who disagrees with you defriends you. You know? That shows that you weren't really connected to that person anyway.
Yeah, but do you want Do you want only friends who agree with you?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some candidates do.
That's true.
They only want people in places that agree with them. And listen, if I'm, let's be honest, if I'm held in a rally, I would like it to be mostly people who support me.
Right.
But going back to what we talked about at the beginning, if it's a public rally, you can't expect people who don't agree with you to not show up. It'd be like if I said, I'm going to stand in Millennium Park and give a speech and pray that only people who agreed with me showed up. Well, no. If I had an event in a ballroom and I sent out invitations to donors or people who were working on my campaign or whatever, then I could vet those people and I know I could surround myself with people who like me.
Sure.
Some people, yeah, Roger, some people never want to hear anybody disagree with them. Some people only want yes men or women. Mm-hmm. They only want like-minded people around them. And I don't know if that's, you know, I don't mind disagreements. I don't mind civil discourse. We've lost that. But I also, I think some people don't want to be challenged ever on anything, whether it's politics or religion or diet or sexuality, nothing. They want to be around people who always agree with them because that way they can spout off whatever ideas they have unchallenged. And it's easier that way. You know, if everybody always goes, yeah, Roger, that's a fantastic point.
No, but I don't want everyone.
I know
like
you
that.
Don't.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But that's that. Yeah. Let's see. It's important. The important thing is to vote on Tuesday and again in November. That gets the point across. Arguing doesn't solve the issues. Voting does in most respects. That's from Mary from Roselle texting in. And Mary, you are absolutely correct. I'm excited. I get to go to a new polling place on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because we moved. Oh, man, this is very exciting.
That's
I don't
right.
know. I know they said it's in the park. And I was like,
Where's the park?
Well, the park is, if I walk out my back door,
yeah,
cross the alley, and through the other people's yard,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the park.
Perfect.
So the park is right there.
Yeah,
there's only one building in the park, but my wife today said, you think it's in the building in the park? No, honey, it's probably under the swing set. That's where it is. You climb on the monkey bars, you swing upside down by your knees, and they give you a ballot, and if you sink it into the ballot box, you get to vote.
There you go.
If not, well, welcome to democracy. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's in the building. I can't wait to go in, and, you know, I got my new voter ID card all...
Great,
you know,
yeah.
Because we hadn't got...
Red,
we hadn't gotten
blue.
Right, it's red, yeah, right, it's red, white, and blue, just like America or France. But we did it when we changed our driver's licenses. You can just register to vote right there. But for a while, we didn't get our cards, so I thought there might have been some bureaucratic mix-up, something with the state government, you know,
oh.
that had not one, probably hadn't registered my new driver's license, and two, had not registered me to vote. But then just a couple weeks ago, I got my card, so I am all registered up.
I want to, real quick, this just
yeah.
crossed my mind, and it's about politics.
Uh-oh.
You know how I've always harped in the past my anger for people who do not go out and vote?
Yes.
It's your right if you don't want to vote. I get it. I get it. But you guys have been picking brackets?
Yeah.
Right now, let's pick a percentage.
Oh.
Those people who registered voters in, you want to do just Chicago or Cook County?
Let's do Cook County.
All right, Cook County, registered voters who come out and vote in the primary.
All right, so Tuesday. Now, we won't be able
well,
to...
Well, it's not only Tuesday, but it's
right,
all
but it's,
the early voting and everything.
Sure, early
right.
voting, all of that.
Yeah.
So the percentage of voters, registered voters, who will vote on Tuesday in the primary election.
Right.
All right, so you're going to write this down because I'm going to forget. So write this down because we won't be able to
okay.
know until next Sunday.
Oh,
so,
right.
So yeah, because you know they're not.
Well,
I'm
actually,
not
we'll know. We'll
in.
Know
we'll
Tuesday
know,
night,
yes,
Wednesday morning.
We'll know, but we won't be able to talk
oh,
about
for the
it.
Show.
We'll forget
right,
our picks.
Right. Right. Okay.
We'll forget
ahead.
Our picks.
Like
we're our pick. It's our bracket. It's our percentage of voter bracket.
Slippery rock.
All right. You get that settled down. We're going to do this. Then we'll
okay.
come back and we'll make that prediction and so much more before Karen comes in after 8 o'clock on WGN.
Ah, you can see the playoffs from here. As a matter of fact, you can smell it. It's almost got that new Stanley Cup smell. Coach Q sets up the remainder of the home schedule at 8:40.
Coach Q joins Steve Cochran tomorrow morning
on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's on.
March.
The win or go home madness on basketball courts across the country.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts who aren't real known for picking winners.
The Gurney College of Faith Healing and Glass Blowing.
20 cash prizes, a 24-month lease to an Alpamonte Ford Focus, and that perfect $1 million at the end. Fill out your brackets now at WGNradio.com/bracket battle. Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
Who are you walking for at the next Autism Speaks walk?
For our son.
We walk for Ashley.
It's just bringing everyone together to show our love and support.
Join us at our next walk sponsored by Alpha Z Delta. Register and donate at AutismSpeaksWalk.org.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, please.
WGN. Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Take a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's Easter, and what could be more fun than taking your picture with the Easter Bunny? Nothing. How about taking your picture with the Easter Bunny at Anderson's Candy Shop? Yes. A trip to Main Street in Richmond to get the best solid chocolate bunnies, cream-filled eggs, and out-of-this-world marshmallow eggs from Anderson's is reward enough for your drive. But come between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the 19th, 20th, or 26th, and you'll get to meet the Easter Bunny, too. Come on. Bring your cameras or phones and get your picture with him in front of Anderson's 11-foot-tall bunny carving. It's right in their front yard next to the shop. Then go inside. Try some samples. Get treats for your Easter baskets, or get a basket already made by Anderson's. You can't miss with the very best chocolate you can buy. Can't be there? Well, you can shop online at AndersonsCandyShop.com and visit Anderson's Facebook page for pictures of the bunny with visitors. Easter Bunny and chocolate Easter bunnies, love them both. Gotta be Anderson's, because nothing beats these treats.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Been talking about how you deal with people who have completely different political views than you, and not just regular people, people you're really close to that you may not have ever spoken to before about politics. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's your best friend. You've gone, you know, you've been friends for years and years and years, and you've never talked politics for whatever reason. Most people, a lot of people try not to because it can lead to disagreements. I had that happen today, and I just said, you know what, we're not going to talk about this anymore. And then everything ended civilly, and that was fine. But before we went to break, Roger wants to do a different kind of bracket. We are going to make a prediction. Now, we could do an over-under if you want, or we could try to do a pinpoint percentage of how many registered voters will go to the polls for the primary. Combination of early voting, absentee ballots, and actual people walking into their new polling place like me and like somebody in the 630, very excited that they get to go to a new polling place. I'm excited to see. I always love seeing the dozens and dozens of donuts that the election workers have because they get there very early and they need to be sugared and caffeinated.
Yep.
I enjoy them flipping through the book to try to find my name, and I inevitably find my name first and go, there it is. I didn't like, but it always happened at the old polling place where they never could find me. Every election, it was like I had never voted before. Well, I don't see you out here. Well, go to the ends, first of all. You're in the P's. Oh, I thought you said Poonin. No, I wasn't even close to saying Poonin. But, and then they'd flip it back. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what surprises await me in the park. You know?
Oh, you'll be fine.
Then maybe, and there's a lot of geese, so maybe the geese will come in, get some wildlife. Right. Maybe I'll bring a loaf of bread after I vote. I feed the geese. Whatever.
Maybe sit down on a park bench like the old man.
Like an old man, and then just bitch about politics.
To the geese. Believe it?
To the geese. Yeah, the geese and the squirrels are the only ones listening, and they're only listening because I have a loaf of bread.
That's right.
There's no doubt about it. All right, so how do you want to do it? Do you want to go straight up percentage, or do you want to set a line and go over?
I want to go straight up percentage.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is for, and what, do we know the average? The average is around 30%, 30-some percent, right? A low,
around, I think it was
third.
Like 32% on the last presidential election, 32, 34. Yeah.
So it's an embarrassing percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that. We've got 32% is the average. I'm going to go a little higher because I do think this election has gotten people riled up. I am going to not go crazy.
Okay.
I'm going to go 41%.
41%.
I think I'm way high.
Really?
I think, unfortunately, I wish I could say 55 or 60.
Right.
I wish
again,
I could say 80%.
This is the primary.
Right. It's the primary, but this primary, there's no clear, on the Democratic side, there's no clear-cut winner at this point.
True.
Bernie with his big upset in Michigan. Now, Donald Trump, the clear front runner on the Republican side, but you never know what could happen based on what's going on this last weekend. So I say 41%. Cody, what percentage do you say for the election?
I was on the phone and did not hear any of what you were talking
about. The average for primaries is in the low 30s, 31, 32%.
Oh, turnout? Turnout?
Yeah, turnout.
In Illinois?
Illinois, Cook County.
Yeah. But what are you
for
asking?
The primary, Cook County, the percentage of people who will vote, including absentee, early voting, and actual walk into the polls on Tuesday for Cook County, the percentage.
I say if Bernie wins, 45%. If he doesn't,
give us,
then
just
40.
Give us a percent. What's your pick?
I'm guessing it's going to be 45%.
45%. Cody goes a little higher than me. Roger, your pick as an esteemed newsman.
I am going to keep it down.
Okay.
To about 37%.
37%. All right, we'll talk about that next week. We'll do this now, and then it's news time on WGN.
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
Dimension X presents The Martian Chronicle.
Long before there was Netflix.
The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective.
There was radio.
Starring your man Friday, Eddie Cantor.
Carl Amari, Lisa Wolf help you discover the lost art of radio theater. WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Poised for Success is looking for a guardian angel to help the unique nonprofit find a new home. The group opens doors of opportunity and financial independence for women in need looking for a better life for themselves and their families. Now, Poised for Success needs help in finding a new location to continue its mission of making a difference. If you have resources to help Poised for Success move to a new location, call 630-691-1455 or email poisedforsuccess@sbcglobal.net.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
Team and training will change your life with a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients. Join TNT. Fundraise for blood cancer patients. Train with world-class trainers and be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex.
Join TNT now. Go to teamandtraining.org.
Sorry if we didn't get to your call and you were on hold about any of the political stuff. But Karen Conti will be here after the news, and she's answering legal questions. Legal questions will be answered. We'll do that after the news. 312-981-7200. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. 8 o'clock with the news. Roger Badish.
Yeah, we've still got some light rain and fog in the area. O'Hare reporting 44 degrees right now. And the fog and rain causing problems with visibility at Chicago's air. Airports. There are some slight delays at O'Hare, at Midway. Things are worse. Southwest Airlines has canceled all their flights tonight until about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning because of the poor visibility, which is already down to about a mile. Other than Southwest Airlines at Midway, 120 flights or more have already been canceled. The father of Tyshawn Lee has been charged with shooting the girlfriend of one of the men accused of killing his 9-year-old son.
The Cook County State's Attorney's Office says 25-year-old Pierre Stokes was charged with 3 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm and 1 count of unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. They say he shot a woman and 2 men Tuesday at South Ashland Avenue. Woman has been identified as the girlfriend of Corey Morgan, who's in custody in connection with the shooting of the boy who was lured from a playground and executed earlier this year. Chicago police believe Tyshawn was killed because of his father's gang ties. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
Supporters and opponents of Donald Trump continue to be drawn to his rallies, including these two at Boca Raton, Florida on Sunday evening.
We don't want fascism in this country, so we reject Trump's ideas. We reject the wall.
At every Trump rally that he tries to spread a message of hate out, we will be there promoting love, because love trumps hate.
And nearly 800 delegates up for grabs in Tuesday's 5-state round of Democratic presidential primaries. ABC's Mary Bruce in Ohio says candidates were campaigning heavily this weekend.
Bernie Sanders has been spending a lot of time here in Ohio, where he says he feels the momentum heading into Tuesday. But according to the polls, Hillary Clinton still holds the lead.
And states across the South facing the threat of historic floods from swollen rivers, days of rainfall submerging roadways, thousands of homes underwater in Louisiana. In the city of Covington, resident Amy Faherty says as her family got outside, as soon as they got outside, they knew it was over.
My father-in-law and his friend, they came in their kayak. They kayaked up the pond to our back door and got us out. And they took us out one at a time.
A terrorist group is saying it was behind today's violence in West Africa. ABC's Alex Marquardt reports from Paris.
Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Northern Africa has claimed responsibility for a bloody attack on a beach in the Ivory Coast on Sunday. Witnesses said armed gunmen stormed a beach with several hotels on it that are popular with local and foreign tourists, killing at least 16. 6 attackers were then killed by security forces. The attack follows 2 other large-scale attacks on hotels in West Africa in the past 6 months, in Mali and in Burkina Faso, also claimed by Al-Qaeda. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Paris.
We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show.
Sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows?
Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Park Lawn's Bucket Brigade. Volunteers are needed at street intersections and storefronts in the south suburbs of Chicago on March 25th and 26th and April 15th and 16th to collect donations for Park Lawn. Park Lawn provides programs and services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. To volunteer, call 708-425-6867 or visit www.parklawn.com.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks will host Los Angeles tomorrow. Pre-game with Judd at 6:30, face-off at 7 with John and Troy on 720 WGN at WGNradio.com. Big Ten tournament earlier today, Michigan State wins. They beat Purdue 66-62. Bulls hosting Toronto, or rather at Toronto, tomorrow. In exhibition baseball, Cubs and Oakland end up in a 3-all tie. Arizona beat the Sox 11-4 in the Valspar Open. Charlie Schwartzel. Wins on the first playoff hole, beating Bill Haas, who had been leading for the last 3 rounds. WGN traffic, we have some slight delays on a couple of the roads as traffic starts to thin out and the evening wears on. Things are getting easier out on the expressways and tollways. On the inbound Eisenhower, some delays between Ashland and Morgan, and also between Morgan and the Kennedy Dan Ryan. And on the inbound Kennedy, between River Road Toll Plaza and Cumberland Avenue, we've got some slow traffic there. Other than that, travel times on the area expressways and tollways moving along at posted speeds. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. That rain is going to be going through most of the nighttime. Patchy fog throughout the area, low around 41. More rain tomorrow and more morning fog. That should burn off by about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, a high near 48. On Monday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 43 as we get a slight break from the rain, which returns on Tuesday. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Windy, high near 56. Temperatures now 43 at Skokie and O'Hare, 42 along the lakefront, 45 at Midway. Winds out of the north at 8, barometer is holding steady. Next news 8:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's after the 8 o'clock news on Sunday night. You know what that means? Karen Conti comes in to answer your legal questions at 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text. And it is good to see you, Counselor. Welcome back.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I am dandy. And you?
I'm doing well.
Are you enjoying this lovely weather?
Nope. But, you know, I had to work all weekend. I worked the entire weekend.
Really?
And it wasn't bad because it was just crummy out, and I was able to get a lot done.
Well, that's what happens when you open your own firm.
That's right.
You know, we're a month in, a little over a month in now.
I am so busy. So busy.
I thought you hired some people to help you with that.
I did, but, you know, there's only, you got to do some of it
right.
yourself. You
exactly.
Got, you know, and, yeah, so it's okay.
You're the face of the franchise. You got to get out there and take your lumps.
That's right.
Better to be busy than going, I wish the phone would ring. Hey, check the phones. Are they still connected?
I have this idea that, like, I'm going to get it all done, and then by the time the weather is nice, I can coast. But I just know that's not going
to
work.
No, people get overheated, and then they'll get in more legal trouble, and they'll need to call you. They'll need
right.
to find things out. We've got some people on a hold and text already that
okay.
are trying to get their legal questions in because they missed you last week. But let's start with one that it's come to been big news the last couple of days. I know it was something that you had sent me that you wanted to talk about, and one of our texters sent this in too, and it has to do with these Donald Trump rallies that are happening.
Yes.
And every time there's a Trump rally, we see on the news his security escorting people out. So the question from the texter in the 708, if protesters inside Trump's venues are just yelling but not being violent, are any of their rights violated when they are escorted out by security?
You know, I really don't think so, Brian, and here's my analysis. My analysis is that because Trump rents out these places, I mean, it's his dollar that pays for them.
Right.
I mean, even though the public is invited in, this is not like a public venue. It's not like it's on the street, you know, in Daley Plaza where the police are escorting people out for yelling. That's not how it is. This is a private event, and I would liken it to a funeral where you pay for the funeral home, right? But
okay.
you open it up to the public because it's in the newspaper that it's visitation at certain times. But if someone comes in there and they're acting stupid and they're saying bad things and they're screaming and yelling and not acting appropriately, you can certainly have them removed because that is your private venue, even though it's technically open to the public.
Okay, well, I think that's where I was confused because I thought, well, once you open it to the public, you know, when you're not inviting people individually, then you kind of get what you
No, and it would be very different if this were a public event, and it would be very different if it were police officers, because again, First Amendment. We have to remember, First Amendment has to deal with the government can't stop your First Amendment rights.
Right.
Walmart can stop your First
sure.
Amendment rights. If you're employed by a company and you say bad things, they can fire you for that. You don't have First Amendment rights vis-a-vis a private
right.
employer or a private entity, but when the government says, no, you can't talk, like a school,
mm-hmm.
or something that is run by the government, federal or local, that's when you have First Amendment rights. And if you're in a venue that is a private venue paid for, and these are private security guards escorting people out, I don't see that that's a legal issue.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I had likened it to if you're holding a public event, like if I'm giving a speech in the park, you can't control who comes. If you give away tickets willy-nilly on the internet, you're not going to control who gets those tickets, but I guess you make a good point. Well, if I've paid for that venue, then
right.
I can control who stays in
there. Let's just say, let's step outside of the arena, okay?
Right.
And when you step outside of the arena and you've got people yelling and screaming, well, that's a different story.
Right.
Because that now you're on public property, and there may be rules about that. There, the city can certainly pass rules that say you can't impede traffic and you can't do certain things
right.
and you can't endanger the lives of people by where you're standing and you can't be disorderly and you can't resist arrest and you can't, you know...
Right.
Those are the laws, and they can regulate the speech as long as it's content neutral. So
okay.
So basically, if someone's saying something offensive and someone's just saying something not offensive, you can't punish one and not the other.
Right. Makes sense. All right, let's get right to the call, shall we? People
let's
been
do it.
Hanging on. Aaron's been holding on for quite some time. Aaron, you're on WGN.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I just wanted to share with my remodeling project of my shower. I signed a contract for a shower remodel and gave the company $9,000 down. The company's owner then allowed me to verbally make some changes to the contract after we had done the signing. And then as they were building the shower, they made their own changes and then told us after the fact of the changes they made. And we didn't agree to them, so we fired them and asked for our own money back. And they said no because we were the ones that breached the original contract. So I was wanting to know what my rights were.
Well, you know, first of all, as you probably are going to assume, I'm going to say, to hire a lawyer for this is probably cost prohibitive. So whatever you're going to do, you may have to do it yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to pay more to a lawyer. But generally speaking, the contract is the contract. So let's just say that the contract said they were going to put two shower heads, and you verbally said, I want three. Well, mm-hmm. because the contract spoke and it's signed, that verbal agreement probably is not valid.
Okay.
Unless it clarifies rather than changes the terms of the agreement. The better thing to do, everyone, this is for other people, not really for you, Aaron, but, you know, if you do make a change to a contract, you should just write it in and then initial it and have them initial it, because then that changes and it's binding on both parties. Again, oral agreements can be binding, but once you have a written contract, those are the terms unless you change them. Now,
Okay. No,
they still should have done what you wanted them to do. And so in order to decide whether you have a lawsuit, you would probably bring in another vendor and say, all right, here's what they were supposed to do. Here's what they did instead. What is the difference between the two? Is it a $3,000 difference? To fix it, to make it the way we want it, how much would it cost? And that would be your damages, meaning that's what you would sue for and that's what you would be entitled to if you could prove your case.
Okay. What they did do is they didn't stick to their own written contract anyway. They didn't even make the changes that we had wanted, which was just switching the tile.
Okay.
So our shower is not even working or even built. There's no tile even up.
Okay. You would get some estimates as to what it would cost to make it right, to make it the way it should have been had the contract been followed. And again, that is what you're going to sue for, breach of contract.
All right. Good luck, Aaron.
Good luck, Aaron.
I hope that works out for you. We have a question coming in via text. Now, I have never heard of something like this. The house two doors down caught fire. The fireman climbed on the roof of the house next door to spray water on the one that was burning. In the process, they damaged the shingles, gutters, and chimney of my neighbor's house, and it wasn't even threatened by the flames. His insurance company is denying the claim because his house wasn't on fire. Can the fire department just climb on your roof because it's convenient for them?
Oh, that's really interesting. First of all, I would challenge the homeowner's insurance on that one, because it doesn't mean that you have, I mean, fire insurance, homeowner's insurance should cover damage that results from whatever happens, pretty much whatever happens, unless maybe an act of God or terrorism or something like that.
Right.
So I would revisit the issue with your insurance agent. I would make the claim in writing, and I would insist that you, maybe it's not under the fire provision, it's under the general homeowner's coverage. And interestingly, you know, does the fire department have liability for that? I would think they do. And you may even have, there may even be liability from, and I have to really think about this, but the house that was on fire.
Okay.
Because it was necessary for the firemen to put it out by standing on the roof, does that mean that they are responsible for the fact that your roof is damaged, is because that is the...
Oh, the house with the fire,
yes,
might be... Their maybe, insurance may have to cover...
That might be the case. So I think I would go to that family and get the name of their insurance carrier and throw the claim that way to see if maybe it would be covered that way. I've never really dealt with that issue.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, just generally make the claim,
right,
do it in writing, and see what happens. And then, you know, you're going to get a copy of the policy and read the policy. They're hard to read sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might want to grab a lawyer for an hour and have the lawyer who knows about insurance coverage read it and be able to say definitively, here, this is excluded or this is definitely covered.
Yeah, it was very interesting. When I read it, I was like, oh, I've never seen that before. And then now that you've laid out all these different options of who may or may not be, but it does seem like your homeowners should cover that. That's why we pay all this homeowners insurance.
You know, when you should always read your policy, but again, they're hard to read. There's a lot of things that are covered that people don't understand. There's a lot of things that are not covered. Like, you know,
you would think.
For instance, you know, trees falling. You know, the tree itself falling, you don't get a brand new tree.
Usually
not covered. But if the tree falls on your roof, then the roof is covered. And then there's rules about flooding, whether it's caused by different things. And so it's always something that you need to understand. And your agent, if you have a good agent, knows the coverage issues pretty well.
All right, so do that. We got to take a quick break. Okay. Karen Conti is here. She's answering your legal questions, as she does just about every Sunday. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. But we know, Karen, every week, we know people try to call at the last minute. They wait because they're doing other things. They're listening, and they think, all right, now I've got to ask my question.
Protesting in the streets.
Yeah, who knows what they're up to? They're throwing up salutes. I don't know what they're up to. But how can they get a hold of you during the week?
You can always call me at 312-332-7800, or better yet, email me with the facts of your case. kconti@kcontilaw.com.
More with Karen on the other side is WGN.
Big story.
Tuesday, Illinois gets to tell the nation what we think of these presidential candidates. The primary is here. We'll give you the rundown Monday morning.
Learn something new with Andrea Darlis and The Big Story. Tomorrow morning on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Thora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join John Weideman, Judd Surratt, and me, Justin Kaufman, for a live broadcast at Pequod's Pizza in Chicago on March 23rd from 7 to 11 p.m. Enter to win prizes from Pequod's, Gunzo's Hockey Headquarters, and premium Blackhawks tickets. Get details at WGNradio.com/events.
Somebody called me a helicopter parent.
I think it's because you have a rotor on your head.
I am going to kick you as hard as I can in the shin. You
don't
know how
that.
Much that hurts?
Don't do that. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
I'm not hitting the button. I'll show you. Go ahead, laugh, clown. I'm not hitting the button.
Bill and Wendy push buttons. Weekday middays, 10 a.m. to 3 on WGNradio.com.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of the Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting alz.org/Illinois.
With Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, you can relive the best moments of the game anytime you want. Start your 30-day trial at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. The Letty money. Everybody's trying to get money from their lawsuits, Karen Conti. That's why you're in business. Not to make money. Well, you're in business to make money. Everybody's in business to make money. But lawsuits, people like to get paid. Now, we didn't get to talk last week, and I know you were all over TV because you're a big shot lawyer, talking about this, that's a compliment, talking about
objection,
this.
Objection, assuming facts, not an evidence.
All right, well, you're a lawyer, can we assume that? That is not an assumption, that's on your business card.
I was just
card.
Practicing for all trial right, this for... week, I got a trial, so I got
Oh, do you?
I do.
Is it a big,
It's an interesting.
Is it juicy?
It's an interesting one. All it has right. to do with a prenuptial agreement.
Oh, boy, a lot of emotions.
A lot of emotions, a lot of money.
Really?
Yes.
See, it all comes back
Everyone
to money.
Should have a prenup.
Prenup. We know everyone should have prenups and everyone should have a will.
That's
correct?
Right.
Those are the two things you must have.
Yep.
And if you're OJ, you must also have an excavator to dig up old knives on your property. I know you were on talking about this on TV. For those of us who didn't catch you on TV, what does this all mean? What's going on? Why are we back to OJ?
I just think that, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what the end story was. It just seemed like it seemed like a nothing story. It seemed like it couldn't possibly happen that someone found a knife, didn't open their mouth, didn't say something, gave it to an off-duty cop who sat on it for all these years. It just makes no sense. It sounded like it was put out by the television company that was airing the thing because now everyone is interested again. So
yeah. Have you been watching that?
You know what? I watched a couple of the episodes, but I haven't followed up with it. I liked it. I thought it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it seems... I'm surprised by, because I thought I followed that case pretty closely, like most of us did. There's things, some behind-the-scenes things based on the book about the trial that are shocking to me.
Yeah.
And I really feel bad for Marcia Clark.
Yeah, she...
You know, it seems like she was really beaten up.
You know, I saw her right after... She gave a speech to a small group of women after the trial. And she... And it was very small. It was like 50 lawyers in Chicago. And she appeared and she said... First thing she said, hi. She goes, I'm really not that ugly, am I? And it didn't... Because, you know, they made her out to be so unattractive. And I remember, look at the bags in her eyes and the bad perm.
And the haircuts and the...
I have to tell you, she's like a little thing. She's very pretty. She's very lithe. Is that the word? I don't know if I say that word right. She's just thin and like dancer-like. And, you know, she said people kept saying, she's not gracious. She's not gracious. She goes, for God's sake, it's a double murder trial. Do you want me to be gracious or do you want me to try hard, you know? And she had some really good points, and I thought she was very likable and very intelligent.
Is there... A double standard when it comes to, I mean, watching this show. So even in not just high profile cases, but in all cases, is there that double standard still, which there shouldn't be? The law is supposed to be blind, right? Justice is blind.
Yeah, but listen, you know, actually I just gave a speech at DePaul Law and we had women. It was kind of like, the question was, are women still treated differently? And, you know, we are. We just are. And it's not a big deal. It's not like you want to make a big deal about it every day of your life. You know, right. I'll get coffee for you. I get coffee for my secretary. It's not those kind of things. It's the presumption. I had a judge sitting next to me who was appointed by Obama. And the Senate committee, they were talking to her, and they were asking her questions like, you've got three children. Are you sure you can do this job? And she said, yes, I can. And by the way, she said it not in a snotty way. She goes, would you ask my husband that? Would you ask my husband if his three children would interfere with a job being done that he might do? And, you know, and
That's a valid point. Why would you ask that?
They
of
asked
one
her,
and
did you
other?
Talk to your husband about this decision to be a judge? And she's like, would you ask him? Did you talk to your wife? Did your wife say it was okay for you to get a job? So there is a double standard right from the bottom and from the top.
Oh,
always.
Man. All
always.
Right. Well, that's good to know. All right, we have time for one quick question before the news. If you're on hold, hang on. We will get to you. Let's go out to James. He is in Morris. Hi, James.
Hi.
What's your question for Karen, James?
Hey, Karen, could you, my dad died out in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, and he left all his will to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Is there any way my mom could get, like, half of his money?
Are they still married?
Yeah.
Okay, they're still married. And was he a resident of Arizona at the time, do you know?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, I don't know what the law is out there, but generally speaking, if you're still married, your wife is usually, your spouse is usually entitled to a certain percentage at bare minimum, or the spouse has a right to contest the will and take that percentage. So you would definitely have to get a lawyer out there in the county where he died to look at the will and to make an assessment as to how much she would be entitled to, and then you would have to step in to the probate and get that done.
It is possible.
It is possible. And most states do provide that if you're married, you're going to get a percentage.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But it's finding the lawyer out there, James.
And, you know, and all of those things, too, have to have a cost-benefit analysis. If your dad, you know, didn't have much and he maybe had $20,000, is it worth it to do it? But, you know, if there were some significant assets there, you know, and maybe it'll even be settled. Maybe a lawyer could come in, knock on the door and basically say, listen, under the law, she would be entitled to X. Do it now or we're going to have to file suit and maybe it could be resolved.
I mean, could she get in trouble for the girlfriend, like, lied on his death certificate, you know?
What did she lie about? What? How did
she said he was divorced.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but they're not. But they're not still divorced. Married.
So yeah, you're going to have to get that marriage certificate. You're going to have to get all of that stuff and get it together and try to find a lawyer out there who can get that done for you.
All right, good luck, James. Yeah, I hope that works out. Is it hard? Well, it's hard to find a lawyer for people. We've talked about this a lot. Hard to find a lawyer here where you live. How difficult is it to find a lawyer in another state, in another county?
It is hard because your networking is difficult. For instance, right. One of your wonderful listeners had an injury in Florida, and I told her that I would network and try to get her somebody. I networked, and I couldn't.
Okay.
So then I kind of went online, and I did my own search and did a little research, and I called seven lawyers. No one has called me back to date.
Really?
And that has been 2 weeks. So
wow.
These are people who advertise, you know, these personal lawyers, how they advertise, and they put their names and they're on the benches. I have not got a call back, and I'm a lawyer. So, right?
And I'm
so
a lawyer. You've got to call me back. I'm a lawyer.
It's very difficult. Very, very difficult.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we've got some text questions. We've got some calls. Karen Conti is here. 312-981-7200 is how you get a hold of us. How can people get a hold of you during the week?
You can call me at 312-332-7800 or kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, let's do this. Then it'll be news time. I'm on WGN.
Good to be alive right about now.
Ha-ha! Great play by Paddock! Ha-ha! Good for down with a butterfly save!
It's Blackhawks hockey from the United Center as the Hawks welcome the Los Angeles Kings. Judd at 6:30, John and Troy at 7 on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can help someone in need this winter season by giving a gift of warmth. SGA Youth and Family Services, one of Chicago's long-standing nonprofit social service organizations, is hosting a clothing and toy drive all winter long. Drop off new and gently used clothing and unwrapped toys or monetary donations at any of the three SGA facilities, downtown Chicago, Brighton Park, and Roseland. For information, call 312-663-0305. Or visit www.sga-youth.org.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y at ymca.net. The Y, for a better us.
Hepatitis C is a liver infection that can lead to serious disease. It's contagious and transmitted through infected blood. This disease is curable, but most people living with it don't even know they have it. An estimated 1 out of every 75 Illinoisans has hepatitis C, and baby boomers are at higher risk. The CDC recommends all Americans born between 1945 and 1965 get screened for hepatitis C. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. A message from the Illinois State Medical Society.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptIllinoisKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, more with Karen Conti. On the other side, do you have a legal question? Get it in now, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how we can help you out. It's now 8:30 on 720 WGN. That's right, Roger. I'm on time. Were you ready? Did you think I was coming to you on time?
I'm sorry, but let me wake up.
Yeah. You got about 5 seconds. All right, here we go. It's 8:30 on 720 WGN. That means it's time for the news, which is sponsored by Riverside Medical Center. Here's the always drowsy Roger Badish.
And the weather overnight is causing some problems out at the airports. Been about 120 flights delayed, or rather canceled, at Midway so far. A lot more will be canceled overnight because Southwest has already announced that all their overnight flights will be canceled from Midway. Through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. There have been some delays at O'Hare, but no cancellation yet. Delays at O'Hare 15 to 30 minutes because of the fog and rain. Authorities in Maryland say a police officer has died after being shot near a police station. Two suspects are in custody. Another person also was shot today and is in stable condition. Officials say shooting happened at a community center next to the Landover Police Station in Prince George's County, a suburb of Washington, D.C. If past trends hold up, some Illinois voters will be more active than others in the primary election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and other races. The Illinois Campaign for Political Reform worked with an information technology company to examine voter records and census data over the last four elections. The analysis hasn't been as easily accessible to the public before now and hopes it'll contribute to more voter participation for Tuesday's primary. Sports, traffic, and weather coming up next on WGN.
From my own personal experience of having a listening session with a non-veteran, one thing I have realized, it was easier to talk to a non-veteran that wasn't necessarily a member of my family or even somebody I knew, because with a stranger, it's more like you have an open forum. I began to sleep better, the rage started to go away, the anxiety slowly started to drift away, and really helped my progression back into civilian life.
ListenToVeterans.org.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're here walking for my son, Nicholas.
My daughter, Kaylee.
For my sweetie, Tiana.
Who are you walking for at the next Autism Speaks Walk?
For our son.
My dear friend, Scott.
We walk for Ashley. And I'm here to walk for them, as well as the many of million people that have to deal with autism throughout their life.
It's just bringing everyone together to show our love and support.
Join us at our next walk sponsored by Alpha Z Delta. Register and donate at AutismSpeaksWalk.org.
We donate today to Autism Speaks.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks hosting L.A. tomorrow. The pregame's at 6:30. Face-off at 7 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. Big Ten tournament earlier today, the championship game. Michigan State wins. They beat Purdue 66-62. Bulls will be at Toronto tomorrow. An exhibition baseball, Cubs and Oakland played to a 3-all tie. Arizona beat the Sox 11-4. WGN traffic, we've got some slight delays on the inbound Eisenhower, mainly between Morgan and the Kennedy, and also between Ashland and Morgan. And the access expressway at O'Hare, traffic's been kind of tight there all night long coming out of the airport. But again, it eases up as it moves toward Chicago. The inbound Kennedy between the O'Hare Access Expressway and Cumberland Avenue is a little slow, but again, eases up after people get out from the airport. And there are some overnight road construction projects other than the ongoing ones that are going for the rest of the year. We've got the outbound Eisenhower near the Kennedy Expressway. Construction work blocking the left lane. Exit ramp is closed on the outbound Eisenhower near Morgan Street. Outbound Stevenson between Lakeshore Drive and Dr. King Drive, there's construction work. And the inbound Stevenson between the Dan Ryan and State Street, also construction work there. But again, nothing affecting the travel times at this hour. Everything running along at posted speed. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Rain continuing through the night with fog, low of 41 today, up to 48 tomorrow. As rain continues, rain will go away Monday night with a low of 43 and then come back on Tuesday with some thunderstorms. Windy, high near 56. Right now the temperature is 43 at O'Hare, 45 Oak Brook and Midway, 42 along the lakefront, winds out of the north at 8. Next news 9 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Karen Conti's here with me. I'm Brian Noonan. You know that because it's Sunday night, and Karen comes in to help you out. She gives out legal advice as much as she can, and she does a very good job of it, so you should get yourself in here if you have a legal question, 312-981-7200. And by in here, I mean on the phone or on the text. Don't just show up panhandling for legal advice. That's not how it works, is it?
Nope.
People can't just come just shouting it out. I got to hire an attorney. Call me. You're scaring me. I don't want to get involved in that at all. Tuesday is the big primary.
Yes.
We know that. And somebody texted in, and I asked you about this beforehand, so people don't think I'm ambushing you. The texter from the 312 said, Brian, I trust Karen's integrity. Does she endorse any judges or state's attorney candidates for Tuesday? Do you want to, is there anybody,
well,
are you comfortable doing that?
You know, I was supposed to post my recommendations on my website, but I haven't been able to figure out how to post these things because it's all new. But I would say for everybody to look at the newspapers, because okay, the newspapers have had like 20 different bar associations vet these people, and they spend hundreds of hours talking to them, talking to litigants, talking to other judges, talking to lawyers, and it's a very good survey as to who's good and who's not. I'm going to endorse one judge and one judge only because I know her. I know her integrity. I know her background. I know everything about her. Her name is Pat Spratt. Of all things, Patricia Spratt. I think she's in the 7th Judicial Circuit. She's fabulous. She was already a judge. She was appointed.
Okay.
And so she's running for election. And I think nothing but the most wonderful things about her. So everyone, if you see her name and tell your friends, she's the one to vote for. Other than that, I'm going to say that I'm probably going to stay out of it.
Okay. Well, no, listen. And you have
there's
to,
nothing
you have
good
to
that comes
with,
from
I was
going to
say,
stuff.
You
yes.
have to work with these people. It's not
yes.
like you're just some random person. I think this person will be the best state's attorney. You may actually have to stand next to those people at
yes.
some point or across from them.
I just say read everything. You know,
right.
read what's out there. And the advertisements are, you know, the advertisements, they're just that.
Now, does the Bar Association put out, like, if people went to the Bar Association website, are there lists there, or is this... They do the vetting for the newspapers.
They do the vetting, and then it gets published in the newspaper.
Okay.
So all the bar associations, like Chicago Bar, there's the African American Bar Association, there's the Jewish Bar, there's Women's Bar, there's just all these different defenders, the prosecutors. They all get together and they all do their own independent
okay.
interviews of these candidates, and then they post them. So
okay.
you'll see highly recommended, recommended, not recommended, and then the newspapers will occasionally recommend one
okay.
judge over another. So all of that's been done, and I would say that, you know, rather than even listening to me, because I think Pat Spratt has been found by each and every newspaper to be the one to vote for, so
all
I'm
right.
not saying anything that is contrary to
fair.
What the vetting process has already said, but I think that you can trust those surveys.
Somebody following up on this,
Why don't they let lawyers pick the judges? They know more about them than the common folks do. Wouldn't that make sense?
You know, I'm really compromised on this because I like the idea that the public gets a say. I really always like that. But you're right. They're not informed. But listen, neither are we. I don't know most of these judges. I don't know who these people are. A lot of people just put on, you know, their name. They've got an Irish name. They want to run.
That's right.
And, you know, they've got the right name in the right district, and they play games that are political in nature. And you know what? They're no better than anyone else. So there's some great candidates out there. I don't know what the best way to do. I mean, I've always thought that maybe what we do is we have the lawyers and the judges nominate or have a vetting process that maybe vets out 4 or 5, and then we let the public decide. Right. Something that's a hybrid, that we don't have people who are just not qualified. There should be some mandatory minimum of some sort of qualification, competency, and experience and years in the practice. Right. And you know, maybe you had to try a case or argue an appeal, or, you know, you've had more than one job where you're not just on one side or the other side. I mean, I like that idea.
Makes sense. All right, let's get back to the phones. 312-981-7200. Karen Conti is answering your legal question. Dave's in Uptown. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I was wondering, do landlords have the right to prevent tenants from keeping their bicycles inside their apartments? Can they make them keep them outside or in a bike room?
You know, I would first start with going right to your lease. Did you really look at your lease carefully to see if there's anything that says that?
Well, what I'm really getting at is that I noticed there are apartment buildings in and around the city. And some of them, you know, I live in one right now where I'm able to keep it in my apartment. But I just noticed some buildings have lots of bicycles, you know, locked up around the fencing and on the sides. And, I mean, I'm just wondering, do they have a right to say you can't keep it in your apartment, or keep it in a bike room?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the landlords can do what they want, but they generally have to put it in the lease. And, you know,
it has to be written in the lease then.
Well, it generally has to be written in the lease, but I mean, could the landlord make your life miserable and say that by bringing the bicycle up through the elevator or whatever, that you're being obstructive, and maybe there's another provision that might apply that gives them the authority to say no? That could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way to do it is just ask your landlord or look around. If there's a bike room, they're probably going to make you or want you to use the bike room. And then if you want to use, you know, to do that, then write it in the lease yourself and have it be something that's specifically in the lease.
Okay.
But landlords, you know, they can put all kinds of things in there that they want.
Sure. Okay. Now, one last quick thing. If you do keep your bike in a bike room as required, and it somehow gets damaged or vandalized by another tenant or whatever the reason, by the janitor, are they liable for that damage at all?
I would guess that there's probably a provision in your lease that says no. But I think you would probably have to prove that the landlord did something negligent, so that, okay, I mean, again, okay, you know, you're talking about going to court over something that may or may not be worth it. But, you know, if someone just criminally, you know, stole it, the landlord would say, well, that's it's an act of a third party. We had no control over it. If the landlord itself was doing something and damaged it, I would say yes. But again, look to your lease first. And then you're going to just determine whether or not the landlord, you know, did something wrong to be negligent.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, Dave.
Good luck.
Jamie is in Chicago. Hi, Jamie.
Yes. Actually, I had an automated payment for cell phone for my deceased son. I forgot to cancel it after he passed. And I called to have the service canceled, and they continued to bill me on the automated service for about a year and 2 months thereafter. Long story short, I continued to pay, and they never refunded my money, and the last statement I received from them was for a balance. So they said they were going to send me the money on two different occasions. They did not, and I'm just wondering, can I assess punitive damages when I take them to court for unpaid services?
How much are you owed?
About $1,200.
You know, probably not on the punitive damages, because you can't prove that they were willfully doing that. I mean, did you put it in writing to them that you wanted to terminate? Was there something in writing, either on the internet or via a letter?
Yes, actually, the ironic part is the first time I had actually sent in a letter about 5 months after the divorce. And when I called, they said they don't accept letters. They only accept phone calls to cancel service. So the initially I sent in a letter. They said they don't accept letters, which doesn't make any sense. A letter is actually seemingly more meaningful or more binding.
Well, that's exactly right. And it also, just because they said that they don't accept letters doesn't mean that they didn't have notice of the cancellation.
Right.
From a legal standpoint, it doesn't matter what they prefer. You gave notice that you were terminating the service. And if you had a right to terminate the service, which it sounds like you did, you are entitled to that money back, especially given the situation. I mean, this is just horrible. And I think that when this is all played out, you should, I mean, I've had people just cancel their credit cards because they won't stop charging. And I don't know, should there be punitive damages? I agree. I think they shouldn't have to put you through this, but I think you should write a letter. You should put it in writing to the, not just the people we're talking about, but the higher ups and their CC, their legal department, that you did the following. You sent the letter and this is what they're doing and this is wrong. To call it consumer fraud, because maybe it is something that is something that they do on a regular basis,
right,
in the hopes that people just don't recognize it and they just pay it.
And just keep billing. All right. Well, good luck, Jamie. Hope it works out for you.
That's sad.
It is. It's sad that a company is going to take it, but in that circumstance, it makes
it's
it
even worse.
Even more horrible. From a texter in the 331, I have a 17-year-old son with profound autism. I want to file for guardianship. Do I need a lawyer for this?
Now, the question is, why does she want to get a guardian? I mean, you are the guardian as the parent. I'm assuming that she's saying that because the child is going to be
18?
Emancipated,
okay,
and then you want to be a guardian for your child. I'm not sure that you need to do that. I'm not sure of the answer to this question, but it shouldn't be that difficult because you are the parent. If she can send me an email, I can quickly give an answer on that.
Okay.
I've got somebody I can consult with on that.
What's that email address?
Email address is kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right, one more quick text before we go to the break. I paid $300 for a partial from a dentist, which broke the next day. They didn't offer a replacement or a refund. Can I sue the dentist?
You sure can, but to sue a dentist, you're going to probably spend $400 in filing fees to sue for $300. So, you know, these are kinds of things that you can't sue for. You know, what you can do is I would again, write letters. There's the Illinois Department of Professional Regulation. I don't know exactly what it's got a different name now, but they regulate dentists.
Okay.
Make a report.
Yeah.
Tell them they're not refunding something that they should refund. Maybe that'll provoke them to do it.
Better Business Bureau.
What Better Business Bureau? Walk in there. Just walk in there. I don't suggest you yell and scream, but you reason with the dentist. You
right.
want to see the dentist. It's his duty to make sure that you're taken care of, and he didn't take care of you.
Yeah, broke the next day. That's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
All right. Karen Conti's here, as you just heard. She's answering your legal questions. 312-981-7200. We'll get back to more on the other side. WGN.
You can see the playoffs from here. As a matter of fact, you can smell it. It's almost got that new Stanley Cup smell. Coach Q sets up the remainder of the home schedule at 8:40.
Coach Q joins Steve Cochran tomorrow morning on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's on.
March.
The win or go home madness on basketball courts across the country.
March.
You could be the next millionaire in the men's college basketball bracket battle. Sponsored by Alpamonte Ford. Compete against WGN radio hosts who aren't real known for picking winners.
The Gurney College of Faith, Healing, and Glassblowing.
20 cash prizes, a 24-month lease to an Alpamonte Ford Focus, and that perfect $1 million at the end. Fill out your brackets now at WGNradio.com/bracket battle.
When was the last time that someone did something nice for you without expecting anything in return?
At Random Acts of Flowers Chicago, volunteers repurpose flowers, create beautiful bouquets, and deliver them to unsuspecting recipients in hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and rehab centers. You know, sometimes it only takes a small gesture to remind us that even when life is the most difficult, we are not alone. Together, we can make Chicago a safer, kinder, and healthier place. One bouquet, one act of kindness, one life at a time. To make a donation to Random Acts of Flowers or learn more about how you can help, go to rafchicago.org or call 847-430-4751. Thank you.
Live, local, informative, entertaining, and a lot of fun. We still believe.
Chicago's very own.
720 WGN Chicago.
WGN Chicago.
After all these years.
What's going on out there? I understand you got a robbery.
Yes, Cleveland speaking, please.
WGN.
WGN?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is the robbery.
One corner of radio that still believes in live and local 24-7. It's not news. It's not talk. It's not news talk.
You are listening to station WGN.
Picked a heck of a week to give up 2% milk off the draw. Here's
this
Turner.
Format is Chicago.
We are Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan, Karen Conti, your legal questions answered at 312-981-7200. All right, you ready? Get back to it. Time is short. People can always get a hold of you during the week. We'll tell them how in a minute. But right now, Travis has been hanging on. He's in Wisconsin. Hi, Travis.
How you doing?
We're good. What's your question?
My fiance, she's got a kid with her ex, and he just inherited a sizable amount of money. Now, is that inheritance, can that be taken into account for any child support?
No, it can't. Usually, and are you, is this all happening in Wisconsin, or does this have an Illinois tie? Because I really don't.
All Wisconsin.
All Wisconsin. So I don't really know the exact law in Wisconsin on child support, but let me just say that if it were Illinois, we have a statute that says that there's a certain percentage of income. So if, you know, if his income is $100,000, you take the net, take taxes out, and then you times it by 20%. And that's what child support is, generally speaking. Now, you know, if it's a lot more than that he makes, or if it's a lot less than that he makes, then maybe it's going to be more or less. But generally speaking, inheritance money, if it's kept in, you know, the name of the person who inherited it, is basically his, and he doesn't share it even with his spouse if there was a marriage. So certainly not a girlfriend, and probably not the child. So no.
All right. Sorry about that, Travis. John has been hanging on in Tinley Park. Hi, John.
Hello. My question is about benefits with a company. I work in security, and a few months ago, I changed assignment. So for 1 week, my hours went under what was considered full-time. That's the only time it went down, but otherwise it was full. What happened is that ever since the change with the Affordable Care Act, we have a third party that handles this. I didn't even hear from HR getting any notices. Well, the third party said that they sent me a notice, and I lost my insurance because of that. What kind of recourse would I have?
So you actually worked the hours, but it wasn't logged in correctly, or you did work fewer hours?
Well, for 1 week, I worked few hours.
Okay.
But I've always been full-time.
Well, you know what? I guess I can't tell you exactly what the Affordable Care Act says about this, that missing 1 week of full-time puts you at risk for losing your insurance. I don't know the answer to that question. But are your benefits people telling you that you lose your insurance because 1 week you didn't work full-time? That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, this is what they're saying. They're saying that they sent me under the what's the act when you get when you lose your job and you still have benefits?
Oh.
I feel like that's called.
You mean unemployment?
Anyway,
no.
Cobra?
No.
Cobra.
They sent me information about Cobra, but it was only 1 week that I went part time, whatever, and so.
So are you back on the insurance?
No, they said that, you know, I'm not eligible. And if I wanted to do it, I'd have to get a, you know, medical examine everything, and so
this does not sound this doesn't sound right, and it almost sounds like they tried to do this on purpose to get you off the insurance. This doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not sure I can help you because I'm just not an expert on insurance. And, you know, have you looked at the insurance website or have you called the Department of Insurance to see if you can get an answer from them? They're not the easiest agency to deal with, but maybe there's a helpline there. The Illinois Department of Insurance maybe can answer this question.
That's what I should try next. But I wanted to also point out another issue, side issue, is that with this company, any complaints, they say that you have to go through third-party arbitration. So would that fall under this type of issue?
Oh, if he's complaining about the insurance, does that fall under?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'd have to read the policy handbook and see what it says. All disputes, you know, relating to the employment get arbitrated. If that's what it says, then maybe that would be where you would go. But I first think you have to understand what your rights are, and I can't tell you what your rights are because this doesn't make any sense to me at all under any law that I have even looked at. So. Yeah.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, if someone can give you, you know, an opinion in writing why they did this to you for missing one full-time week, that it was like you're on vacation or something and they take away your insurance. That doesn't make sense.
All right, John, good luck. Yeah, some things are just over the phone, you just can't.
What you do when it comes to all these things, are first you're going to go to any written contract, then you're going to go to whatever law, then you're going to go to employee handbooks, you know, and then you're going to try to get an answer in writing so someone can explain to you. Because if you can't explain it to me,
right,
and you know, and I don't know all these variables, I have a hard time telling you whether they're telling you the truth or not.
Karen, I have dual citizenship, the U.S. and Russia. I want to get married to a Russian woman in Moscow. I want to register the marriage as a Russian citizen. After getting the marriage certified, I want to bring my future spouse to the U.S. and naturalize her here in Chicago. Marrying in Russia is a lot simpler for both of us, but it may cause any complications down the road. During the naturalization process. I was a Russian on one side and will act as American on the other side.
This is really complicated.
That's something. You may want to give out your phone number and email address for this one.
Stump the lawyer today. Wow. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing that you are going to have to not only talk to an immigration lawyer, but an immigration lawyer who understands Russian law, because this has to do specifically with that kind of immigration issue. And I have a couple people in mind. So have him give me an email at kconti@kcontilaw.com, and I'll shoot you his information on immigration lawyers. There's some really good ones out there, some not so good ones. I've got a really good one.
All right, so email Karen, kconti@kcontilaw.com, with all the details, and then you'll get a good referral. All right, one last thing. I have a 3-year-old GE washer dryer space saver, $1,500 new. 1 year, 6 weeks old. 6 weeks, I hate when the screen jumps. 6 weeks after the warranty, it started to leak. GE did repair all the guts. Now a year later, in a few weeks, we have the same problem. They don't make my model anymore. They will send me another one for $888.50. I feel taken. Any thought on what I should do? I think they should replace it for free. Same problem twice. Thanks in advance for your help.
It's like a lemon. We got a lemon here.
A leaker.
And we don't have a lemon leaker for these kind of appliances. Well, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, suing is, you know, you're probably going to go nowhere after the warranty is done. They're basically done with their liability.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is just to reason with them. Write a nice letter. Say, listen, I love GE products. I've always had really good luck with them. I've had things for 20 years. Remember when you were a kid and your mom had the same appliance for 20 years?
Yeah.
And now it's like if something lasts a year, you're like applauding.
Right.
Well,
it's almost like everything's disposable.
It's disposable and not cheap. So anyway, I was digressing into my childhood for a minute. But write a letter and just say, listen, I'd like you to stand behind your product. I don't want to have to pay for a new one. I don't think I should. You know, please, you know, and then ask for what you want. But I would say instead of being angry and mean and nasty, I would be polite. I would enclose the receipt. I would enclose the repair bill. I would enclose all the stuff to make sure that they know that you're legitimate. You're not asking for something for nothing.
Right.
And see what happens. That's probably your best remedy.
Yeah. And you never know.
You never know.
Usually, and it won't be the store. I'd go right to GE.
You know, and more businesses should do that, because listen, how much money do they spend on advertising to get one person to buy one appliance? And then when you have a loyal customer, you know, you should keep that loyal customer.
And another way, and it works sometimes, social media. If you get to the company through social media and lodge your complaint, they do listen and they do respond. I've had companies respond to things that I've tweeted. So
that's
it does work. All right. If people did not get through because now the phones are ringing again, well, it's too late. Karen's leaving. She's
and
only
St.
Here.
Patrick's Day is coming up, so you know.
Yes. Listen, enter this number in your phone now. Keep it handy and enter this email address in your phone now. So, all right, we got a break. So give your number in your phone.
312-332-7800 or kconti@kcontilaw.com.
And you'll be back here next Sunday, and then you'll be on with Steve Cochran this Wednesday at 6:40, correct?
I sure will.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Thank you very much. All right, let's do this, and we'll come back. Say goodbye. There you go, Cody. It's WGN.
More than 210,000 people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's disease. This number will continue to grow unless we can find a cure or a way to slow down the progression of the disease. The Alzheimer's Association invites you to help change the face of the disease by attending an upcoming Reason to Hope event on the North Shore, April 14th. I'll be hosting a luncheon in Oak Brook, April 20th, and in downtown Chicago, April 26th. Join us at one of these Chicagoland locations and help us in the fight to end Alzheimer's. Learn more by visiting alz.org/Illinois.
All right. Thank you for listening and being part of the program. Don't forget, the Extra Shot podcast will be posted tonight as well as the rest of the show, so you can listen to that. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Cody. Rick Kogan comes your way on the other side of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is 9 o'clock, and with the news, here is Roger Badish.